producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friend, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two lies before us, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. My next guest is a very storied individual. He has been a law enforcement officer, a gun shop owner, a gun competitor. He has been an activist. He has worked with arguably one of the biggest gun companies currently in the U.S. and worldwide, Beretta. Now he's a magazine publisher, and he wrote a piece the other day, and that's what really called him to my attention, just because of what he wrote concerning a topic I've talked about. And now that magazine, that new magazine, Prepper and Shooter Magazine, has partnered up with Genesis Communications. So we're really talking with one of our own here. Joining me now, from wherever he is Vincent De Niro. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
I'm just trying to cope, you know. I'm just trying to cope. Now, can you turn your computer down?
You know what? My computer isn't on. I might have a bad connection here. Is that a little bit better?
Let's see how this goes. Yes, that's much better.
Okay, good.
Well, I just need to talk a little quieter. That'll. And I need to be quiet this segment because this is really about you. Now, you wrote an article about Panera Bread, looking at it from the standpoint of a law enforcement officer. What's the problem with Panera Bread and their decision to cave verbally to the mom's demand, in your opinion?
Well, when I wrote the piece, I did get some response, and some of the response was, "Hey, Vince, this isn't a ban. They didn't ban anything." And what I was trying to say was that as gun owners, we need to start standing up against some of this corporate liberal anti-gun decisions that have been permeating a lot of the chain stores nationwide, and we need to stand together and say, you know, hey, if you don't want us in there, you do not want us to have the ability to protect ourselves, then we're not going to patronize your establishment. And the one thing I've since the article has come out that I've explained to some people, some other fellow gun owners out there, is that the statement that Panera made is a little bit different than the Starbucks statement. When Starbucks came out and said, hey, we would rather you didn't bring your guns into Starbucks. So a lot of, you know, gun owners, we just, you know, thumbed our nose at it and said, hey, you know, they just said we'd rather not, you know, patronize their store with firearms, but we're going to do it anyways. What Panera said, Panera was very specific. Panera said, we do not want anyone carrying firearms in our restaurants unless they are active law enforcement officers. A little bit of a different statement. What I saw happening, one aspect of me writing this piece, is that when they make this type of statement, eventually an attorney general in one of the states, which is Ohio, where in Ohio, and I believe I was talking to Matt at Genesis, we were talking about this issue, and he said that Minnesota is the same way, and Texas, where an establishment can put up a sign that says no guns. If you bring your gun in, it's a felony. Well, eventually, these attorney generals are going to look at this statement, and they're going to contact and say, hey, you made a statement came from your corporate headquarters not to comply with the law, you're going to have to put up signs. You know, they made a specific statement. They do not want anyone carrying in their establishments. So it was a little bit of step above what Starbucks did, you know, a couple of years ago. The other part of the piece that I wrote explained that, you know, I've seen what a mass shooting massacre looks like up close. And I went on to explain about an incident that happened in Youngstown, Ohio, back in right around 96, I believe, where I was working as a deputy sheriff. I was a deputy sheriff. I primarily became a deputy sheriff because I used to teach martial arts and shooting to police. And at the urging of some of my friends who were police officers, I became a police officer, and I was reserve status for about 4 years, and then I was full time for almost a year. But one of the nights we were on patrol, my partner and I got called. The city police in Youngstown, Ohio, needed backed up because some individuals walked into a bar and they shot several people. And when arrived, you know, it was massacre. Five people were shot, three were dead. There was so much blood on the floor that when I came in through the front door to check, you know, to help clear the front of the bar, when I walked in, I almost fell and I slipped on it because there was so much blood on the floor. So, I put that story in the article to, get people to understand that when you're talking about a shooting, of people that are unarmed, you know, people just look at the words, oh, shooting, you know, you can't go in somewhere, are you unarmed, something could happen. And I wanted to put a very graphic, you know, feel to it, because I've experienced that and I've seen what happens when nobody's, you know, nobody's armed. Even if one person's armed, let's say, you know, there's one police officer, Panera says, oh, well, we'll have one police officer. If one or two are in there having lunch or breakfast with their family, it's okay if they carry. So basically they're making a statement, it's okay for police to protect themselves and their family, although most police would, you know, try to defend, would try to defend, you know, everybody in the restaurant if they're carrying concealed. If they're with their family, you know, their family's going to be first. And sometimes just one person with a firearm isn't enough. If you have several people coming in doing that kind of a murderous event, and now that we see the threats with ISIS and so forth, where Americans are threatened anywhere, even in this country, you know, where, God forbid, these kind of things could happen again, and there's restaurants like Panera saying, well, we don't want you to carry your firearm for protection. So, anyways, in a nutshell, that's that was the gist of the piece I wrote.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to cough in your ear. We're coming up on the first break, and you have a special deal going with the Genesis listeners. Tell them about how they can get the first two copies.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a special offer through Genesis. If anyone would like to get a free copy to see what the magazine's about, our magazine is available in Barnes & Noble, Hastings, Gander Mountain, and Dunham Sports, as well as newsstands. But right now, our third issue is going print, and it'll be out in mid-October. But if you'd like to take a look at one of the back issues, we'll give you absolutely free a download version of the magazine. All you have to do is go to the Genesis webpage, click on the banner, fill out the form with your email address, and we'll give you an absolutely free issue 2 of Preference Shooter Magazine. And if the special offer we have is if you pre-buy issue 3, we'll mail that out to you, and then we'll send you absolutely free issues 1 and 2, the electronic version.
Hang on for me, Vincent. I got a lot of other stuff to talk about you with, if that's even grammatically correct. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right. Welcome back. On a Thursday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to Genesis Communications partner, the publisher, writer, editor, chief cook and bottle washer. And this is just the latest thing he's done. I mean, he's never had an idle moment from, if you look at his bio. Joined again by Vincent De Niro. Vincent, when these other companies got out there and did their version of the cave-in to the mom's demand, Some of these is part of your problem with this the same as mine, where with some of these companies, even though they didn't ban anything, when they put out that public statement about we would rather you not do this, it seems like there's been an uptick in crime at certain locations of these places.
Well, yeah, we've definitely seen that with the Jack in a Box. I think that's occurred over the years when every time it seemed that they made an announcement that they did not want people carrying firearms in their establishment, it seemed like within 2 weeks there was a robbery or some kind of event at their restaurants. And as you know, when I made that statement about Panera, I did some searches on the internet and I saw that there were actually a couple of robberies at Panera locations as well. Now I don't know if those were directly those occurred because of statements made by Panera either in the last few weeks or in the past, but it's just a nonsensical argument to say that if you look at the statement that they made, it sounded like a bunch of hippies were singing sitting around a circle singing Kumbaya, and they were saying we want our restaurants to have a warm and comfortable feeling, and we want everybody to experience Panera warmth and all this stuff. It's almost laughable, looking at the statement that they're making, that somebody carrying concealed, which concealed means it's not able to be seen, what would be the difference if somebody walked in and they had a firearm on? If you go to Walmart, a couple of times I came across people said, well, I'm not comfortable with people, carrying firearms. I said, well, do you shop at Walmart? They said, oh, yeah. I said, well, Walmart, I said, you go into Walmart, there's probably, at least 10, 15, maybe 20% of the people are carrying there. So I shopped at Walmart on a Friday or Saturday, and I ran into people I know, and I know they were carrying firearms. So, it's nuts, as far as these companies, more massacres and shootings. Well, of course, I think so. I mean, if you say no one in this restaurant has a firearm, I mean, if someone has a firearm, they're gonna be more apt to commit a crime.
Well, I mean, with the magazine, you get to be a full-on activist to certain degrees, and this is not the first time you've been an activist. In 1989, you went full bore in Ohio, didn't you?
Yeah, in 1988, I got involved. I started in the firearms industry in 1982, and in 1988, I opened up my own gun store in Boardman, Ohio, outside of Youngstown. It was called International Exotic Arms, and we specialized in Class 3 firearms, semi-automatic military-style firearms. Those were, what I always collected, as early as the late 1970s. That's where I had my interest. And we opened up, and we got the license in 1988. We didn't open a store up until that was around December, January, at the end of 88. But a funny thing happened in 1988, around, I think it was October, November, there was a push for a military-styled gun ban. The media wasn't using the term assault weapon at that time. And it went up for votes, and it got beat. I don't know, it was like 350-50. It got beat, one of the worst bills getting beat in Congress that year. And then we opened up, and in January, of course, there was the Patrick Purdy shooting, this Stockton schoolyard shooting, where an individual mentally deranged went into a schoolyard with an AK-type rifle, and he shot and killed several school children. And then all of a sudden, within 2 days, everybody seemed to know what an assault weapon was, and you could buy these at gun stores and so forth. So we had just opened up, and what happened was it went from Stockton, California, a day or two later, Los Angeles City, said, hey, we're going to go ahead and ban, you know, what we say is an assault rifle. So they started drafting legislation. 2 or 3 days after that, Cleveland, Ohio, said, well, we're going to ask, our law director is asking for the legislation that gets written up by Los Angeles, and then we're going to put it to vote and pass it in Cleveland. And then 2 days later, Youngstown, Ohio, their city council said, we're going to go ahead and do the same thing. We're going to get the legislation and get this passed. So within a week's time, you know, a whole class of firearms were being considered, banned by several cities across the country. And a lot of people don't know where Youngstown is. Youngstown is halfway between Chicago and New York and halfway between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, and at one time was the second largest steel producer in the United States. So Youngstown, even though people might not never have heard where Youngstown is, Youngstown was a significant city at one time. So now I was in the suburbs. I was in Boardman, Ohio. So I wasn't, I wouldn't have been affected by the city ban, but I couldn't, I lived in Youngstown, but I couldn't, I of course could just sit by and, you know, let this go forward. So my gun, I started organizing, going to the local gun stores or guns, the other gun stores. I went to all the local gun clubs out of the country in the city areas, and my store became the central location for fighting this gun ban. And a lot of people, I was a young guy then, a lot of people told me, hey, they made up their mind, there's nothing you can do. But I went ahead and sent, I think, the local General Motors plant. I put out like 5,000 flyers letting people know what was going on. Because you got to remember, back then, there was no internet, you know. And even though,
can I get you to hold it? No internet. We're coming up on the next break.
Sure, no problem.
And we'll finish this up when we get past this next break. Give out the website where everybody can check out and start getting a taste for Prepper and Shooter magazine.
Yeah, you can just go to prepperandshooter.com, and the and is spelled out, prepperandshooter.com.
And there's a link on the Genesis Communications website where you can get a really good deal on the first three issues all together. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the magazine coming up in the remaining segments we have left. We will be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest this hour, he's existed in the world of the gun a lot longer than me. And I think we're probably about the same age. So that tells you a little bit of something. His name is Vincent DeNiro. He is currently the publisher, writer, editor at Prepper and Shooter magazine. And he was leading us through the steps when he decided to go to bat for the Second Amendment in Ohio. Please pick it up where you left it, sir.
Sure. So it was around January 1989. We started, I started organizing the local gun groups and gun clubs and so forth to fight the legislation. I was interviewed at least 24 times at my store. If you go to our website, look under staff page and click on my name, you can look at some of the photos from the interviews. We went ahead, I challenged at that time, it was Howard Metzenbaum who makes Chucky Schumer look like an NRA-like member, who was from Ohio. Of course, he was leading the push for an assault weapon ban. And previous to that, 10 years, 15 years previous to that, he had always been pushing for handgun bans and so forth. I challenged him to a debate. He of course, didn't show up. I challenged Congressman Jim Traffic at that time. I had done some research for him over the years. He had always said he's pro-gun, but he came out in favor of the assault weapon ban. He also he's always claimed he's a gun owner. He's a gun owner, but he's always voted for an assault weapon ban. He did. The local media was going to give us like an hour time to do a debate. He didn't. he didn't accept it. I did debate some people from Handgun Control on PBS, and then it started around February. It just started to pick up nationwide. Now people are starting, you know, my name's starting to show up on AP wires and all this stuff. And because Youngstown was really pushing to ban so-called assault weapons, and we organized a large protest in downtown Youngstown, and then we had when it was going up for discussion at Youngstown City Council, I along with other activists in the area, we had over 400 people show up at a city council meeting, and it was, from what I heard, was that was the biggest showing in Youngstown City Council history. Yeah, we had 400 people show up, and after that, they basically, you know, they threw in the towel. So it was right around March, they threw in the towel and they said, you know what, we're not gonna go ahead and implement any kind of assault weapon ban in the city. We'll let the state or the federal government, you know, whatever they do is fine with us. So, you know, after then I was on the front cover. Then I was getting people calling me from Pennsylvania and New York. They're calling my gun shop and they said, "Hey, we saw you on the front page of our paper." I'm like, "What paper is that?" And, you know, somewhere in Albany, New York, and Indiana. So my picture wound up all over the place. But we became known as the first city to defeat the first city assault weapon ban in the country. And that set precedent across Ohio, because then the state of Ohio looked at, they were watching everything that was happening in Youngstown, and other cities were as well. And they were like, well, you know, we don't want to have to go through putting up with all these gun owners showing up and rattling our cage. So it was pretty effective. But the message I always like to tell people is, you know, the guy that's going to save the Second Amendment is the guy you saw in the mirror this morning. Don't depend on throwing $30 to the NRA annually and that's going to solve the problem. But I will say one thing, since you're affiliated with Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, I first met him about 21 years ago. Larry is an awesome guy, and you talk about a tireless fighter for the Second Amendment. GOA has always been there, when our local groups and the assault weapon ban in Youngstown came up again in 1994 when I was a deputy sheriff, and I went back on TV again and I said, if you do this again, I'm going to make the last, you know, attendance that you saw at the response to the first assault weapon ban, I'm going to make that look small by comparison. And I went on TV and said, you know, if they pass this, I'm giving up my deputy sheriff badge. I said, that's it. And I got a lot of police behind it as well. And they say that was done. It killed it. But even during that time, we got a lot of support from GOA. GOA and Larry Pratt have always been very supportive to the local gun groups, in the Ohio area, always, you know, from the beginning. So I wanted to mention that.
Mr. Pratt, one thing I'll say about Mr. Pratt is if you heard him saying something in 1979 on television and you look at him today saying something on television, it sounds exactly the same. He just looks a little older. But, I mean, he's the most consistent of the Second Amendment advocates. That's why I was associated with him and still associate with him to a degree, and that's the only one I do associate with.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great, great organization. Absolutely.
Now, I've been being asked in the chat room, because some people have gone to the website and clicked on the link at GCN Live. How do they download the magazine electronically?
Oh, okay. Once you put in your email address, GCN sends us your email address, and then we use a company called Magster. They handle our electronic download version of the magazine. And Matt, you will get an email from magster.com, and it'll have the instructions in there of how to log in. You'll get a special login number for yourself that you plug in, and magazine will pop up on your screen.
We're going to talk at length about why you started the magazine in the next segment. What can people expect to find within the magazine?
Well, the magazine, I have an interest in, civil defense, always did since the 70s, and we'll discuss why and why I love the Second Amendment so much, because those things both, they kind of walk together. But in the magazine, I had read, I think I bought my first survival magazine, I think in 1981, and still have it, and always bought survival magazines and preparedness magazines. I wanted it to have the feel of the older style preparedness magazines. And if you could say one thing about the magazine, if I could say one thing about it, it would be variety. We try to have a nice variety of articles, everything from bushcraft to herbal medicine. I've been in herbal medicine, been into herbal medicine for 20, 25 years. So we always have at least one article on herbal medicine. Of course, we cover at least three firearms per issue. We have some fantastic writers. I have Leroy Thompson, who's been a friend of mine for many years. People might recognize him. He's been writing for the top gun magazine since the late 70s. He's written over 3,000 articles, and he's authored over 50 books on everything from VIP protection to firearms. So, you know, we have him lined up there. We have some great writers. And we cover also NBC issues. That's the other thing. It seems that the preparedness, the prepper movement, which is fantastic, kind of took over for the survivalist movement. The survivalist movement kind of took over for the civil defense government programs when they stopped in the late 1970s. But a lot of preppers, the people new to prepping, they're prepping for pandemics and economic collapse and weather-related events. And we do cover weather as well. We cover the whole gamut. But it seems that the nuclear war,
Hang on for me. We'll cover that when we get back. I didn't mean to let you talk into the break there. My bad. One more time. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. My guest this hour is Vincent De Niro, and we've partnered up with him at Genesis Communications with his new magazine, Prepper and Shooter Magazine. He was telling me what we could find in it, but I also, the next question I'm going to ask after you get done telling what we can find in it, why did you start it? I mean, this is a new magazine coming out. Issue 3 hasn't hit the newsstand yet. So tell us what we can find in it and tell me why you started it.
Well, in issue 3, we have a really great article lineup coming up. But the headliner is Mark Farner of Grand Funk Railroad, lead singer of Grand Funk Railroad, rock music legend. He's definitely a patriot. He's a prepper, and he wrote the most pro-Second Amendment song back in 1976 that's ever been written. And I kind of discovered it through a friend of mine about 20 years ago, 22 years ago, and I had always promoted it to some extent with the gun community working in the firearms industry. But, you know, we had an opportunity to put them on the front cover and really let the gun owners know, you guys have, you know, gun owners, we have a fantastic anthem to the Second Amendment, and it's called "Son, Don't Let Them Take Your Gun." It's a great song. You can actually hear it if you go to our website at preferencedshooter.com. You can hear the song, and we have a explosive interview with him, a 5-page interview. We also review the Ruger SR550. Ruger SR-762 rifle that was designed by a friend of mine, an engineer that we go back 30 some years. He was actually, when he was a couple years younger than me, he was actually at all the pro-gun protests back in 1989. And so we've been friends for years, and he works for Ruger now. He's an engineer with them, and he designed the gas system on that rifle. So we reviewed that rifle, and we have some great articles. We got an article on tactical wilderness survival with a Navy SEAL. We have an article on long-range AM radio. We do a review on the Vector Arms Uzi, how to make homemade MREs, dehydrating food. Another one for the guys who are into bushcraft. We have a great bushcraft writer, Andy Blanchard, that's writing about how to make fire with bow drill fire method, and a few others. So a few other great articles. So it's going to be a big issue. We're excited about it.
Why, with everything that you've done, okay, with everything that you've done, in the gun industry, independently as a gun shop owner, as a competitor, as an activist, why did you launch a magazine?
Well, you know, there's it's kind of a long story to that. I'll try to wrap it up, you know, as fast as I can. Actually, you know, working even in the movie industry for 20 years, as much as I like doing that, working in special effects and supplying arms to the movie industry, I have to say I pretty much, although the magazine is a lot of work, it's kind of a labor of love, a lot of labor. I get more satisfaction out of it because I always had a feeling I wanted people to be prepared for emergencies, and that comes from, of course, I have a very Italian sounding name, but I'm half Ukrainian. And when I grew up, by the time I was 3 or 4 years old, I was speaking Ukrainian. I spent a lot of time with my grandparents on my Ukrainian side, and I was reading Cyrillic by the age of 4 or 5. So I'm bilingual. I remember one time Mr. Beretta asked me after a marketing presentation I gave him, he asked me where my family was from, and I knew he meant on my Italian side, so I told him, and then I said, well, they're from Campobasso and Agnone, Italy, and then he said, Capisci Italiano, and I said, I knew what he said. He said, do you speak Italian? I said, no, I speak Ukrainian, and he basically looked at me like I had three eyes. But yeah, I'm one of the few probably Italians that speak Ukrainian, but I'm of Ukrainian and Italian descent. I'm American first, and that's what my grandparents considered themselves when they came here. My grandparents, my mother escaped from, Ukraine during World War II. And, I'll give you a little story, their prepper story, because that's what pretty much ingrained in me the desire to be prepared. Back in the late 30s, Ukrainian, the people in Western Ukraine were under, Polish rule primarily. And, you know, before that, they were always under Russian rule for hundreds of years. The Russians oppressed the Ukrainians and tried to wipe them out, their ethnicity and so forth. And in the late 30s, my mother remembers, she was about 4 or 5 years old. My grandparents were farmers, but they had a store kind of close to the Polish border. And one day the Germans came in, and they came in with the Hungarians, and they came in and they just said, give us the keys to your store. And they had to turn over their keys to their store at gunpoint, you know. Shortly thereafter, my mother remembers the Germans going through the Ukrainian villages, rounding up the Jewish people, and she remembers seeing them lined up. From what she remembers, they were lined up against the hill, and they were shot. Another memory is shortly thereafter, my grandfather, my grandfather's brother, he had fled to join the Ukrainian resistance. Now, if you listen to RT News, they say all the Ukrainian resistance were all Nazi collaborators. Well, that's BS, because the Ukrainian UPA fought the Nazis and the Russians in World War II. When the Nazis first came in, they asked Ukrainians at first, they said, will you fight Russians? You know, we'll supply you with arms. Well, of course, a lot of them said yes, because what happened in 1932 to 33, a lot of people don't know, Joseph Stalin, remember Uncle Joe Stalin, our great ally in World War II? He wiped out 7 to 8 million Ukrainians in the largest forced famine in world history. Imagine that. 7 to 8 million people were wiped out in the breadbasket of Europe, and they were murdered. And by the communists. So at first Ukraine said, yeah, we'll go ahead and fight them. But within a month or so, the Germans realized that the Ukrainians did not like the Germans. They don't like Nazis, and they didn't want them there. So the Ukrainian resistance started fighting them. So my great uncle was trying to join the forces to fight them. And what happened was about a month after my mother remembers, month or two after the Germans came in and shot the Jews, they were going to the villages to shoot they were rounding up all the men. All the Ukrainian men were getting shot. They were getting executed. So my mother remembers she was with my grandmother, and the Germans came to the door. They came in the door, and they said, "Where's Michael? Where's your husband, and where's Michael?" It was my uncle, Michael. My mother remembers saying, "Mikhailo nema, Mikhailo nema." That means Michael's not here. So the German, so what's that little girl saying? My grandmother said, "Oh, she's just a little girl. She doesn't know what she's talking about," because the German brought like an interpreter with her. So, and she said she remembers when the door was open, she heard the shots going off, and they had rounded up all the Ukrainian men. She heard all the women crying. They lined up all the Ukrainian men and boys, and they were executing them in the village. The Nazis were. So shortly thereafter, before
we're about to run out of time here, Vincent.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to circle back with you because I do want to explore the magazine further and let you finish your story. I appreciate you taking the time to join me today. One more time, tell them about the offer with Genesis.
Sure. The offer is go ahead and buy pre-buy issue 3, the hard copy, we'll mail that out to you, and we send you issues 1 and 2 through electronically. We send it electronically, right to your computer, and you could go ahead and download them and view them on your iPad or Kindle or whatever you have. But one thing I just want to mention real quickly is that before the Germans came to the house, okay?
We ran out of time. We just ran out.
Right.
I'll circle back with you. I want to hear the end of this. Thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome.
All right, folks, that is it. We'll do it again in about 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. Never been about gun control. It's always been about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815, 1-844-500-0815, or visit irefusetoage.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor. And a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.